This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
8:43 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's taking your calls behind the glass because there are big changes coming out of Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot are out. The decision was made just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17. Bringing the season to 8-9. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and go on out to Mr. Yo. Thank you for calling back. What are your thoughts on the changes, Mr. Yo?
I am comfortable with it because I understand that change is always going to happen. I knew that after that Carolina game, when I was even calling for Raheem to go ahead and get rid of Zach Robinson, that the fact that he didn't do it and he got rid of a wide receiver coach was asinine. So that didn't make much sense. Okay. And I said, you know, if you're going to fall on the sword for this guy, just be prepared to get your head chopped off. And guess what? Your head just got chopped off. Now, that being said, I want to talk about autonomy of the new management. So the new GM, the new HC, they need to be able to have 100% autonomy over this roster. And I know it sucks, and it's going to suck for a lot of people who like a lot of the players that we have, but that does not mean that the new head coach is going to want these type of players. I remember when I was younger and Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys, and the first thing he did was fire Tom Landry, a legendary coach. He hired Jimmy Johnson, and the first thing Jimmy Johnson did was trade Herschel Walker. And it seemed weird at the time, but he was building his own team. And so we're going to tell this new GM and HC that they have to come in here and just play with what we got right now, it's not going to work. The guy needs to be able to set his own precedence and see his own vision. If he wants to run power run and we can't do it, he needs to be able to get rid of those guys. If he wants wide receivers that are fast and whatever, and he wants to get rid of Drake London, you have to be okay with that. Okay? We have very limited cap space, but we do have players that can be traded. Be prepared. It might be coming. Love you guys. Love the show.
Thanks. I do wonder what those conversations look like. And this is the first thing that when we walked in this morning that you and I kind of wondered aloud. And I'm not sure how much down to the studs we tear it. I think that's going to be a curious conversation to be had over the next few weeks is, you know, when you look at guys like AJ Terrell, is that somebody that's on the block and that would be moved given the right head coach and the right GM coming in here?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I noticed how Mr. Yo stayed away from the young edge rushers. Well, what if they don't want 250-pound edge rushers? What if they want Cam Jordan and Chase Young, which are 265 and 285? So it's that I would also caution.
I think his point stands, though. If the new coach doesn't want those pieces, I understand,
but I wasn't done with my point. I think the point is in 2026, you don't have time anymore to do it like Jerry did it with Jimmy and those Cowboys. That took like 3 years. We've been 8 years. You're gonna have in 3 years from now, if we still haven't made the playoffs because we've torn it down to the studs. You think the fan base is gonna be okay with that? Just because you fired Terry Fontenot and Raheem? My point is that's not. To do something like that, you're basically saying it's going to most conventional thinking because of the salary cap implications of what you're going to go through, it's going to take 2 to 3 years. And that's my point about the whole tear it down to the studs. Now, I don't disagree with moving The offensive line is a different conversation. The problem is what you brought up with the money. But I think you could start – I think you could draft a guy this year or next year to be the next Jake Matthews or Caleb McGarry, because those contracts are a couple-year contracts. But you either Kirk's here costing you $57 million or he's not costing you $23 million, I believe. So there's a lot of the dead cap. You just can't tear it to that quite the way people think you can. That's my thing. I just also don't think you have time to do that. Because we didn't want to give them time when Terry got here with Arthur. He had 3 years.
We do have full phones right now, so let's go back out to those, 404-726-0929. Keaton from Atlanta. Keaton, what do you have for us this morning?
Yo, listen, the weather does not reflect the mood of the Atlanta Falcons today. It is doomy and gloomy outside. I hope everybody's being safe. But we have a complete culture shift coming to the Atlanta Falcons. Rich McKay's position has been filled by Greg Beatles. It's rumored that Matt Ryan's going to take the president of football position. We're going to have a new GM, a new head coach. I'm not sure how I feel about having a sports organization coming in and consulting and looking for both the GM and the head coach at the same time. I think it needs to be ran like a normal football organization. You need to find the GM. The GM can find his head football coach, and then the head coach can find his staff. But there's also rumors of new logos being designed, new jerseys. I think that moving forward, what the Falcons have admitted to us and shown to us is that we needed a cultural shift, and that's what we're getting in Atlanta starting today. I'm nothing but optimistic. It's hard to be that way with these Falcons sometimes, but with the moves that we've made recently, I look forward to seeing what this organization pulls together. Thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal, and it's a great point that they're – It is a gloomy day. Well, first of all, if you look west, it's not that gloomy. If you look back east, there's a lot
burning
of fog.
Off.
Yeah, it's burning off. It's burning off right here in the middle of Midtown right now as I look up Peachtree. So, yeah, hopefully I think this is a sign, Keaton, that you know what I mean? The fog is burning off and clear skies are ahead, hopefully, for this franchise. And I think that it will start Thursday. I think that if Matt Ryan is a part of that press conference, you will have a new revitalized sense of optimism and hopefully they can lay the groundwork for a lot of success in the years to come.
Yeah. I think the one I want to, these firms that are looking, I don't know 100%. I'm going to try to get some more clarity for tomorrow's show, but I don't know how you feel, Mike, but I always feel like these firms that are outside, to me, they're a lot of organizations, a lot of regular organizations, to the point of the call, use these types of firms, and to me, they're gatherers of information. They're gathering analytics on how the other job searches. They're gathering information on some of these guys, and you can say, you should already know these guys. Well, you don't know every single person in every organization that's done stuff, and they're kind of your busy work. Kind of thing that they do all this data collection so you can make decisions quicker, right? That's part of it. It's you're not only in a search for the right guy, but you're trying to get there before someone else gets there and thinks that's the right guy as well.
I would love to know what kind of data is collected from these search firms.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even look like?
What do you think? What would you think as a former player that's been inside a building? What would you think? Like, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just curious your brain.
You're talking about GM or head coach? Because there's two different. There's a sportology that was going on, now there's the ZRG or whatever else it is.
I don't know. Whichever one you think you know the.
Well, I think it's easier to do research and supply data based on head coaches. I think that when you look at I don't mean it's easy. I think it's easier. If you're trying to identify the next best GM, next plus best personnel person, it's impossible to me to know if you're a search firm and you look out at the Los Angeles Rams. Like, you're looking at the Los Angeles Rams and you're saying, oh, well, they've got good personnel. what data are you supplying that says that Les Snead didn't make the decision that this other guy did, or this assistant GM based on his background and the data? Is it wins? Is it, are you looking at the amount of people when they were scouting them directly that ended up as good players? Are you, I just don't know. It's so open-ended to say there's a search firm helping with a GM search or the direction of the team that there is no data to me that would make sense given that role. I think it's about identifying and developing talent as a general manager. I think it's about doing the same things in a lot of ways as the head coach. It's just the approach and the angle is different. So I don't know. I genuinely, that would be one of the questions I have moving forward is, what is the role of a quote-unquote search firm, and what data are they supplying you to say this is the best choice?
I don't know if I'm saying something that somebody told me off the record or not, so I'm going to tread lightly, but one of the organizations that are in the playoffs right now had the firm that we had in, that came in, that did the health of the organization, had them in very recently, over the last few years, I would say. And that team is in the playoffs, and that is one of the more well-run organizations, so to speak, right now in the NFL. And they're in the playoffs, and they're thought highly of. And so I think it's okay to do that kind of stuff. I think we just – I don't know. I think your ears go up when you hear something and you don't understand it, and so you automatically don't like it. I'm guilty of it too. Like, I hate change. Like, I'm not a change person. So whenever I hear an outsider coming in, I'm like, hell, you won't. Who are you? Who are you? You know? And I know I'm not alone, but I mean, so I think that's why we get, you know, kind of up in arms when we hear firms and stuff. And I just think it's got a negative connotation. It doesn't necessarily always mean it's a negative outcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Yeah, I don't necessarily dislike the idea. I'm just not sure what exactly they do.
Right.
You know, football is such an inexact science. It takes so many different parts coming together. And to think that a group of guys that sit in an office are going to tell you what the best direction is it's not. I'm not against it. It's just I don't understand it. It's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, explain to me how that works.
Well, and I've worked in like other industries where they say, you know, consulting firms coming in, recruiters are going to help us. I'm like, what do they know about our company that I don't
yeah,
know?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
I would just like to think it'd be like, hey, go find me the guys that are leading the 15 best offenses in the league as the coordinator, 15 best defenses in the league. Go find me the top 10 guys that have head coaching experience. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go gather information on these guys and give me all the data on it. That's what I can think of. Because, I mean, I understand it's like, well, I want a reg organization to run it. I know we're up against it. But it's like, well, does Matt Ryan know everyone that's in every building in the NFL? If Matt Ryan is indeed the guy that is running these things, I mean, he doesn't know everybody that's everything. So how long does that take? It might, hell, it would take me 2 years to find the right guy if I'm going by that. I think it would take a lot of people, even that are around football, right? You know, so you just don't know.
Before we wrap, I just want to say, because this is going to be talked about all day today, just be kind today. Like Dave Archer was saying, these are people, their families are impacted. We've been in these situations. You've had friends in these situations. I know it's so much different scale. Just be kind. That's all. And that's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go hire a search firm to do your dirty work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.